Such fine playing there by the Griffin Trio. That was Haydn's Piano Trio number 19 in G, the Rondo al Ungherese with the Griffin Trio. Just wonderful. It's 9:23 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. Now, Southern Ontario Lyric Opera is proudly opening its 25-26 season with Puccini's gripping masterpiece, Tosca, for one night only, Saturday, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Burlington Performing Arts Centre. Italian-Canadian soprano Dr. Maria Vetere makes her highly anticipated solo debut in the title role of Floria Tosca, the passionate and formidable diva caught in a web of love, power, and betrayal. Maria hails from the Niagara region, and since the age of 5, she has represented Southern Ontario on local, provincial, and international stages. She's a true triple threat. Listen, I know. A brilliant performer in voice, piano, and concert accordion. A phenomenal accordionist. A highly educated scholar, and one of the world's most sought-after voice pedagogues. She has students all over the world, and she's sung at Carnegie Hall and around the globe, was inducted into the Niagara Falls Cultural Wall of Fame in 2021, and her groundbreaking doctoral dissertation on Italian opera from Verdi to Verismo has been hailed as a seminal contribution to musicology. And isn't that very exciting that we have her today to talk about this very opera, which is a part of the Verismo tradition. And Dr. Vetere joins us on the phone this morning to talk about the role of Puccini's Tosca, the artistry and technique she brings to the part, and what audiences can expect from this one night only performance. Hi, Maria.
Good morning, Jean.
I could go on, you know, in that intro, but it's about you today, not about me. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Terrific, thank you. How are you feeling at this time?
I'm really excited, Jean. This has been something unanticipated in my life, mm-hmm. and this role is something I've never encountered, this type of dramatic character that requires every bit of your strength and spirit, vocality, all of it.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about Tosca. Who is she and why is she? And what is there about her that you can relate to in terms of the strength of spirit?
Tosca is every woman. She is the original Me Too girl. She has suffered. She is at the behest of these two men in the opera, Scarpia and Mario Cavaradossi, with whom she's in love. And she's very vulnerable. She's strong. She's devoted. She's a singer. She knows struggle. And she makes the ultimate sacrifice in this opera to save her beloved.
And she has, what is her motivation? Why is she in love with Cavaradossi?
Well, I think he represents safety and art for her. He's a painter. And she's very attracted to that. And I think she can be herself with him. I think she can be her vulnerable self with him, and yet she loves his strength.
Okay. Now, so with your deep knowledge of Verdi and Italian opera through your doctoral work, how does that background inform the way you approach a Puccini role like Tosca?
Well, vocally, it's different. Performing Tosca is different than singing Verdi and Cantilena.
Okay.
It requires, ability up in the acuti, so high singing, mm-hmm. but then also okay. being able to speak in this very realistic, non-sung way. Mm. It's very sort of blood and guts. So vocally, it's different. The lines are sung in a different manner. Mm-hmm. But also, it's a different level of exhaustion because you're on stage all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, does this challenge your bel canto technique?
I'm actually very grateful to use it because it does help. It informs my phrasing and the legato that I have to use, but then also to inject these moments of true just veristic passion. Mm-hmm. But it does keep my voice, healthy. Sure. I mean, last evening's rehearsal was 5.5 hours, and I sang
wow.
for pretty much 5.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a very intense feat.
Yes.
Very physical.
It's actually pretty important to sing out like that because you need to know, right?
Yes. Yes. You understand exactly. You do have to sing out. It's not the kind of role you can mark.
No.
You know, because it's so high that if you do mark, you end up in the bottom of your voice. And she talks down there. She talks a lot, actually.
She does, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you hope audiences feel from your performance? What do you want them to take away?
My truth, honesty. I want them to understand that Puccini forces us to feel the emotions that society tells us that we're not allowed to feel. Mm-hmm. When you come to the opera, you come with an open heart and you come with you know, a wide open soul, and you let the music wash over you. And I just hope that, you know, the public will come and listen to this incredible music. The chorus is wonderful. Maestro Sabatino Vacca is just working so hard. Mm-hmm. He's a very hard worker. Mm-hmm. I admire him greatly. Mm-hmm. My cast members are wonderful. I'm very excited about this. I really am. And I hope that that the community will come and just delve into this world that is, you know, it's a story that is relevant today.
Oh,
it
for
really
sure.
is relevant today.
Like you said, with our first question, this is she's classic Me Too.
Yes.
You know, now,
yes, yes.
Now you said Gabriel Graziano is directing. Is,
yes.
To what degree is this production staged, Maria?
It's fully staged.
Oh, no way. So there are costumes too?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
How is that? Are you happy with your costume? To what degree do you have feedback with that?
Actually, we haven't quite decided. We had a conversation yesterday uh-huh. about it, because I think once the director gets to know you and gets to know your personality and your vocality, mm-hmm. it kind of changes.
Right.
So I think he's come to some different ideas about what he wants to put me in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's a diva, so she wears capes and gowns
yes.
and, you know, all of the flashy stuff.
Sure. Now, do you have some right. of that in your own wardrobe that you could wear if you're not satisfied with what they have on offer? Because I know you.
I don't know if I have something that is period
right,
like
no.
that. It would have to be a period dress, but I have gowns, but not the kind that she needs.
But what about shawls? I've seen some of the photography of you. Some of those shawls
some
you've
of the
got.
Photography of you.
Oh yeah, this is true.
We're singers. Everybody's got shawls.
Everybody's got shawls. That's for darn sure. That's for darn sure. And now, are there elements of this production that make it special or different from other Tosca performances you've seen or been part of?
I think this is my Tosca, mm-hmm. and I've really sat with her to figure out who she is within me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I can only, you know, speak for myself that I am leaving my entire self open to the audience. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing my most vulnerable self, my past, my present, my future, everything is being put into this mm-hmm. because I've been waiting my whole life to sing this role.
Isn't that beautiful? Wow, what an opportunity. And the Burlington Performing Arts Center is a spectacular theater, isn't it?
It's just beautiful to sing in. I really, really love it.
Yeah, I have been there and certainly enjoyed it. And you can do that kind of, you can trust the theater, which makes
yes.
so much difference in your performing. Hello? Hi, Mary Lou, I missed you there.
The theater carries the sound for you.
Yeah, it's beautiful, just beautiful. And now, talking about, how is it that you have, I understand that you have a huge number of students. How do you do everything that you do and still have a healthy voice?
Well, that's technique. And it takes a long time to understand the voice and what it is capable of doing and how to fuel it properly. I'm very proud of my singers. They are performing globally. You know, Carnegie Hall debuts and performing at, you know, South America and Europe, all over. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of the work they do. And Jean, I mean, let's face it, I am very blessed to have a life in which my career is completely devoted to opera.
Mm, you are
blessed. That's what I do all day. Mm. You know, I hear beautiful voices. Mm-hmm. I have this pleasure of singing this role. I immerse myself in the research. I'm very, very blessed to have this vocation. And that's something that I spoke about with Maestro Vaca and also my mentors for this project, is that when you are compelled to sing, when you have that compulsion, you can't explain it to other people mm-hmm. that haven't done it. Mm-hmm. It's something that lives within you and it never dies. Mm-hmm. And it's just a part of our humanity.
Yes.
And it's what makes us different, that we go on stage and leave it there. Mm-hmm. I don't have to explain this to you. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the thing that is so wonderful about this is that you deserve absolutely every element of your life that has come up, because I know that you have worked very hard for it. It's kind of like you make your own luck. You know, I really believe that you have everything that you deserve. I should be calling you Maria, but, you know, you're my friend, so I go to Mary Lou. and can't help it. And it's just so beautiful. You really deserve it. You've done the work.
Thank you, Jean. That means a lot. It really does.
Yeah. Well, I just want to wish you all the best. And I'm so excited. I wish I could be there and hear you, because I know that you'll be spectacular. And I'm excited for your audience. I truly am.
Thank you so much, Jean. It really does mean a lot coming from you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day and enjoy that singing, Maria.
You too, my friend. Take
okay.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with soprano Dr. Maria Vetere about the Southern Ontario Lyric Opera production of Puccini's Tosca. One concert only, Saturday, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Burlington Performing Arts Centre. For tickets, go to burlingtonpac.ca.